أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our topic for discussion today is sincere guardians for Islam. Since the destruction of the Khilafah on 28th of Rajab 1342 Hijri, corresponding to 3rd of March 1924, Muslims have suffered great oppression at the hands of the current rulers. These rulers pay lip service to Islam while ruling by man-made laws, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 45, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the oppressors. It is a duty upon Muslims to end the oppression of these rulers by re-establishing ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. It is reported in Tirmidhi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا رَعَوَ الزَّالِمْ فَلَمْ يَأْخُذُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ أَوْ شَكَى أَنْ يَعُمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِإِقَابٍ مِّنْهِ. If people saw an oppressor committing oppression and yet did nothing to stop him from this act, then soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. Certainly, the most capable of ending oppression are the influential and the people of power in the Muslim world. It is the case today, and it was the case in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made specific dua for men of influence. He said, Allahumma izz al-Islam bihabbi al-rajulayn ilayk, bi Umar bin al-Khattab aw bi Abi Jahl bin Hasham. O Allah, give strength to Islam, especially through either of the two men you love more, Umar bin Khattab or Abu Jahl bin Hasham. Thus we see how Islam was strengthened by the embracing of Islam by Umar radiallahu anh and Hamza radiallahu anh. We also see how both Umar and Hamza radiallahu anh led the Sahaba ridwanullahi al-ajmain out from Dar-e Arqam in a public display of strength. Thus, we also see how the noble Ansar ridwanullahi al-ajmain granted them Nusra so that the oppression was ended and the Islamic state of Medina Munawwara was established. Today, the influential and the people of power are simultaneously the direct beneficiaries of the current system, as well as positioned instruments of bringing the much-needed change. The treasures of the Ummah are offered by the tyrants of today to buy the silence or support of the influential. The tyrants also resort to threat to discourage the influential from speaking out against their injustice. However, the eternal treasures of Akhirah await those who invest their privileged position to uphold the truth, despite the bribery and threats of the tyrants. It is this matter which must be understood by the influentials and the people of power, whether they are the judges, journalists, industrialists, ulama, or officers of the armed forces. Let the ones with power or influence be a source of relief for the oppressed Ummah of Islam. Let them be worthy of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Akhirah by following in his footsteps. Let them resolutely reject the bribery of the tyrants. Let them bear threat and loss for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let them not be of those who will be raised with the tyrants on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 67, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبرأنا فأدلون الصبيل. And they will say, Our Lord, verily we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones, and they misled us from the right way. وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. وقولوا قولي هذا أستغفر الله العظيم.